We are now looking at the robust performance problem. The performance we are looking at is the sensitive function. We want the sensitive function to be small over a frequency range which is specified by the weighting function WE. Now, this is of course is equivalent to the transfer function from D to E. So what we want to do is to want the transfer function from D to E small in some sense. In fact, we want to measure in the H-infinite norm. And what we want to do is we want this norm to be small for all possible uncertainties. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to look at several special cases. For example, we're going to first case we're going to look at is a multiplicative case. We take a very special case so we can derive the condition very easily. We take a uncertainty, a multiple uncertainty as I identity plus delta W2 and P, and we assume that a delta has uncertainty size less than 1, and we assume that, of course, the nominal controller K stabilizes the nominal plan P. Then we can derive that the robust performance problem, robust performance condition is satisfied if the largest single value of W E is S0 and plus the largest single value of W2 T0 is less than or equal to 1. Now, what you actually notice is this. The first term is actually the nominal performance. The second term is actually robust stability for this system. So what this shows is that if you have a little bit of extra room for nominal performance and robust stability, then your robust performance is satisfied in this particular uncertain system case. Now we're going to show, though, in the next other example where this is not actually possible. Now to derive this stability condition, the performance condition, all we need to do is using the larger singular value. We write the transfer function out in terms of the nominal transfer function and uncertain parts. Then we use the single value bounds. When they have product of two single values, two matrices, and then you can bound by the product of the single values, then the we can see that the inverse of a larger single value is equal to 1 over the smaller single value of that matrix. Then we can bound that the smaller single value identity plus delta W2 T0 by 1 over 1 minus largest single value delta W2 T0, and then we finally get the condition we wanted. So if we can guarantee that sigma largest single value W E S0 plus largest single value W2 T0 less than equal to 1, then of course we can guarantee that the largest single value of the closed transfer function T E W less than or equal to 1. So the robust performance condition is satisfied.